Welcome to The Leadership Line, a podcast that covers everyday work issues from dealing with jerks at work to feeling burnt out. Tammy and Scott's experience, along with their different perspectives, help listeners grow, examine realistic options and alternatives, and identify those actionable solutions to the tough issues we face every day at work.
Good morning, Carmen.
Morning, Carmen.
Speaking of things I hadn't thought about for a while, I was thinking this weekend about the time at my corporate job where I got called into my grand boss's office, my boss's boss, and told that the big project that I'd been killing myself over was going to go to some other team. And they were going to take my regular job, which I'd been doing on top of the big project, and break it in two and give me the part that I didn't really like that much. And that was going to be my new job.
Ouch.
And the reason I was thinking about this was an article that that came along about quiet firing. The premise was, if you get reorged into a job that you don't like, that's not a good fit for you, whatever, have you essentially been quiet fired? Like, are they just hoping that you say no thanks and walk away, and then they can avoid paying you severance? It's a pretty negative way to look at what's already probably not a great situation, but... Tammy and Scott, is quiet firing happening out there?
Oh, Lord. Unfortunately, this is something that has been happening and has happened for a very, very long time. It is a methodology that organizations have used to encourage people that they don't want to stay to leave.
That could be to promote retirement. That could be...
Ouch, Scott. Ouch.
Well, I'm just saying, it happens. It is just a reality. Now, is it the right thing to do?
No.
Well, I think in some cases it is.
Well, okay. I love when we disagree. So yeah. I will listen to your perspective. I will consider your perspective, and then I'll decide for myself.
That's all good. And I think how you handle it then puts it in the box of, hey, did you handle that as well as you could have? So if I think of a person who is retirement ready, maybe not the right fit for the role, doesn't have a fit in the organization because of where the organization is evolving. If you let that person go and it impacts their a pension, a retirement, a something like that, yeah, you might have to do that to protect them. You just let them go.
You mean do that as in move them to another job?
Move them or do something to help promote them to pick retirement. Because having the conversation, hey, you should really retire, opens yourself up to a lawsuit.
Well, we can't have that conversation. Okay, so I want to make sure I understand.
Yeah.
What you are suggesting is we have a good, solid, long-term employee. Mm-hmm. And the current position that they're in either needs to go away simply, you know, because of other things. We've made some decisions and we're closing down that division or whatever that is. And we're going to give them a soft place to land. Okay. And in that conversation, a soft place to land, it's tough for an organization to be transparent in terms of that, in order for that employee, you know, so that there isn't an issue that opens the company up for some kind of lawsuit in that spot. Yep. So you're looking at that from a kind perspective.
Oh, absolutely.
You're going to give maybe not the job of their dreams. Okay, but it still is a job. It still is, a place where they can take care of their families and start to see if there's other decisions that they want to make and they may decide staying is fine. It's just not a great job, but at least it is something that they feel good about, staying with the company, those types of things. I can hear you in that spot. Yeah. Now, here's the downside. Are they really doing that with that positive intent? Or are they trying to make someone's life miserable?
Yeah, I can't answer that. If they're doing it with positive intent, yeah, that makes sense to me. If they're doing it to make them miserable, yeah, that probably is down a line that ideally you wouldn't go.
So, you know, there was a time period, and this is going to show my age, when organizations, people joined an organization and in their mind, believe it or not, it was like, this is where I'm going to work my entire career. And it was like, I have, as an employee, loyalty to the organization, and the organization had loyalty to the employee. And that was not unusual, even coming into the 80s. As we got to the end of the 1980s, long time ago, corporate America broke that trust. Employees didn't break that trust. Corporate America broke that trust. And when corporate America broke that trust, that was the time period that we bought companies, we divided them up, we didn't really care what happened to the employees, we laid people off. And it changed kind of this non-spoken contract that we had that said, I am loyal to the organization, the organization is loyal to me. And since that time period, it has now been every man for themselves. I will tell you, I think that there is a downside, and you're seeing this, quiet quitting from the employee side, quiet firing from the corporate side or the employment side of that. In both cases, what it really means is I'm in this for myself. And I think if we as an organization are making the decision that it's all about us and it's not about our staff, that that is not good for business. I also believe that if employees are saying it's all about me and it's not good for the organization, that's not good for the employee or the business as well. So how do we, in this place that we find ourselves, it is true. This is the culture, quiet quitting, quiet firing. What can we do to make it so it's beneficial for both sides of the equation?
It's a two-sided coin. Probably. There is a piece where the organization then says, hey, here's where we're going. Here's what the future looks like, and bring people along, whether that's through skill development or, you know, whatever it is. If you think of the example Carmen had, is that a permanent assignment or is that, hey, you're doing a great job. This is way too much. And we just need to break it apart. And for the next this many months, I know this is going to kind of suck and we appreciate it. You're a great human being. And after that, here's what we're going to do to make life not so sucky. You know, if you can do those kinds of things, Scott, that would be great.
With that, you have a good employee and we're saying, hey, we're working on this, right? We're finding a place for you. This is what that is. On the other side of it, when you have a not good employee, let's have the conversation. Absolutely. I think a lot of quiet firing is because an organization will not have the conversation that says, hey, this isn't working. Your behaviors are getting in the way of the technical good work that you're doing. Or, you know, you're not hitting deadlines. We have to hit deadlines. We need to have that conversation too. So on the employee side, depending on if they're a good employee and a solid employee who's contributing or not a great employee, not contributing, we need to be able to have honest, truth-telling conversations.
And I think the other side of the coin is, from an employee perspective, starting to look at it from not all employers are evil. There isn't this grand master plan behind the curtain that they're trying to make your life miserable and, right, everyone's evil. And I know that's this giant blanket statement. And I talk to a lot of people that really think, well, everyone's trying to cheat everyone. And it is such an interesting perspective to me.
A real element of lack of trust.
Yeah.
There with your manager, with your organization. And that stinks.
The piece about that, we have been in boardroom after boardroom after boardroom we have been with executive managers and middle managers. And when you look at them and have conversations with them individually, you find out that this stereotype of all leaders are evil are wrong. It truly is a group of people who are honestly trying to do their best and making hard decisions where there's no perfect right answer that will make everybody happy. And to me, you know, we would never vilify a group, right? This is something we've really learned in diversity, DEI, Jedi kind of training and those types of things. We wouldn't vilify a group of people based upon all those demographics. Why do we think it's okay to vilify someone who has a title, a formal title of manager or leader?
Because they get paid more.
Wow. And I'll even go on record. You could too. Are you willing to do the work to become one?
Are you willing to be that person who has to make those really hard decisions and then let people judge you?
There's a great book called Walk a Mile in My Shoes. And it's written, there's two perspectives. If you pick up one cover, it's written from the employee perspective. And if you flip the book over, it's written from the manager perspective. So you kind of read from the back to the middle or the front to the middle, and you get two different perspectives of what's going on and why did that role make those decisions? It is an old book. Many of the things still fit. I think the other thing, Tammy, to your point about there is also these many leaders are working to understand the workforce today, right? It's not how they grew up. It's not how they... So they're also in this space like, okay, what the hell is going on? And how do we work in this? And how do we manage the organization and deliver to our clients and do these things also in this turmoil? So you have all of those things going on, and that's really new.
We just did a book club with Matt P., the author of Expand the Circle, that really makes that point. The workforce that I grew up in, the workforce that Scott grew up in, the workforce that 30-somethings grew up in, it's very, very, very different. And if we think the same way as the generation that we grew up in, and we try to lead in the same way, our followers, that's not how they see the world. And it really is our responsibility, again, as corporate America, to recognize that this is the workforce that we have. And again, we can villainize that workforce. And I've heard that happen many times, you know, those millennials, those Gen Ys, okay? No, they're just have a different perspective, and we have to figure out how to tap into the brilliance that is there. So let's go back to that, Scott, right? This is what corporate America can do. Yep. What does the employee need to do on that other side of the coin?
I actually think the work is very similar. The work is pause, take a moment and say, okay, are they really trying to do this, right? This bad thing, or are they struggling some? And then what do I do? I think there's another piece of, okay, if you're going to quit or you're going to move, are you running away from something or towards something?
Right.
So if you're just like, hey, I'm going to leave because I can get more money over there, I get you. And is the situation any better? Are you chasing dollars? And this is where I would say, oh, interesting. If you're chasing dollars, how's that any different from what a company does? So I think it is this piece of, I have to take some time to think it through, to say, what's good about this, what's not good about this? Am I being too harsh?
Or impatient? You know, the example that I gave was one of four or five situations over my career where somebody came along and moved my cheese. And eventually, all of those worked in my favor, even if they didn't in the moment. And I needed, you know, after I'd been through one or two, I could remind myself of that. Like, oh, remember, this is going to change again. This is a 5-minute whatever in my career. Sometimes I went back in salary, took a pay cut to keep a job. some of those things, but they all eventually turned into another opportunity.
Mm-hmm. I love that perspective, Carmen, because sometimes we think that these things that are happening to us are catastrophic and forever, when in reality, they are oftentimes much shorter than we think, and there's lessons to be learned. So here's the piece. Don't make an instantaneous, don't react, like sit in it for a little while. Look at it from a perspective and say, what are the learning lessons, the gifts in here for me? And if it continues, right, and you're in that and you think, no, this organization does not have my best interest in mind, or this is not where I want to spend my life's energy, then you have the opportunity to make a different decision and then carefully and thoughtfully go after that decision instead of knee jerk and quit. And not, you can quit your job, but you can quit and stay, but that's not going to help you either, because that doesn't help you with your long-term reputation. So just like we're saying, hey, be transparent as a corporate citizen and talk to people about what the future holds, whether it's you need to have better performance or we need to do this for a while until we find the best place for you. I would expect employees to have the same transparency. Take your time, think it through, and then say, hey, I'm not happy here, if that's the case, and decide what the best next step would be, either in that organization or outside of that organization. It really is the same behaviors, just from an employee-employer perspective.
And that wraps up this week's episode of The Leadership Line. As always, feel free to reach out to us in the emails provided in this podcast description box, and be sure to check out our upcoming episodes always announced on LinkedIn. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.